Right.
We were waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right. Now we'll leave it for a second.
I'm just kidding.
Well, when the tape ran out last night, we were on .com and AM base at the bottom. Today's a tough Gemara. Might as well start from the Mishnah again, because it's going to be important to go for the Mishnah. El Darm Shumefa, this is a darm that the husband nullifies, can annul. The darm Shishbam Meter Nefesh, the darm which have which afflict her, if I take a bath, it will fare now. We'll take a bath. Mark's going to ask what nether is, what even the nefesh is there in the nether that she's going to take a bath. It says here, if I'm going to take, if I take a bath. No, well, maybe. Well, that's not what's not. That's not the answer. What is going to do? If I adorn myself with makeup, assumedly, or not. And the Gemara is going to ask also whether both these, when the Mishnah had both these examples, are they both the examples of eating a nefesh, or is there some other way of bringing the Mishnah? And the Gemara, of course, will speak about that. Rav Rabbi Yosef said, Ein elu nidre ilu nefesh. These are not eating a nefesh. What is in your nefesh will be defined by Rabbi Yossi in the next Mishnah. Okay? Now, another point here is that the Bavli is going to throw in that a whole thing here which does throw in, a whole thing which Rushami does not. And it says the way the Bavli is going to explain on the Mishnah, it means if I wash today, I should be forbidden to wash forever. That's the way they want. And the Tanakhama says that inu nefesh, because I mean she has to refrain from washing today in order not to wash ever again, in order to be, not to be able to be able to be able to wash in the future. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, it's not inu nefesh because a little bit of inu is not inu. Let her not wash today. She won't take a shower today. She'll take a shower tomorrow. So the machlokas are according to Yerusha Bavli. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan is whether a little bit of inu nefesh is considered to be true inu nefesh, right? That's the way the Bavli explains it. Yerushalmi never gives that explanation. The Shari Torah said so late in the Bavli, Yerushalmi wants to change Girsa to coax out of it the Bavli's explanation, but explicitly that will not appear in the Bavli Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi will give other interpretations. Okay? Says Mark Steve, it says Kol Nedim Chol Shvuas Yisro Lanos Nefesh. Says any nether and only shvua which afflicts the soul, and you know the dorim sheish by minyan nefesh. I only see the dorim which have minyan nefesh affliction in them. The dorim shebeino lebeino. Now the dorim are just things, mentioned things of affliction. What about the dorim which are perfect personal, the personal intimacy of the husband and wife? Minayin, how do we know that he can know those as well? Because it says ben ish leishto. It says between man and wife. Akadu about. This he can be made for nedarim b'inyan nefesh if he's the husband. Vav minayin, well, how do we know this is true about the father as well? Ben ov levito says, well, actually nedarim of ben ov leveno also applies between ben ov levito, right? The same parameters. Ma vav, just like the husband is made for elvin nedarim shesh ben b'inyan nefesh, nedarim which have affliction, the nedarim shesh ben ov leveno and nedarim which are between him and her. I follow up, so to the father, Adam made for him, Darnish Shabin Minu Nefesh. He can be made for Darn which have affliction, or in a Darn Shabin Olu Beno, and the other which is between him and her. Rabbi Yaakov Racho Amar, Rabbi Yaakov Racho said, he's spoken Rabbi Yochum Rishon of Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochum Rishon of Lakish and Machlokas. Rabbi Yochum Rishon of Bein Nadarim Bein Shavuos, the Habal made for. The husband can know both Nadarim and Shavuos. Now, the Shai Torah so changes this here Torah of Mayfair, because it says explicitly in the Torah, Kol Shvuas, Kol Nedev Kol Shvuas, Yisro Lanos Nefesh, Ba'aloi Yikimenu, Ba'aloi Yifirenu. So this is quite explicit in the Chumash that he can do Shvuas and Nedarim. So after Rishim and Lakish argue, as it says here, Rishim and Lakish are not Nedarim, Mayfair, Lo Shvuas, he can only do Nedarim and not Shvuas, it's explicit in the Torah that he can do both. by the Baal. So that's why the Shari Torah Yisrael changes the girsa to Bein Dor Bein Shvuos of Meter, and at that Rish Lakish argues and says Mundorim Shvuos only the Dorim only not Shvuos. The Tzion Yerushalayim though brings down the Shita of Goyim, which is like the Gemara inside here, which again I don't know you reconcile the Pesukim, but in fact the Shita Sargonim brings down the Shita of the Gaonim that the Baal cannot be made for Shvuos. The husband cannot be made for Shvuos. Which is very strange, again, because it seems explicit from the Torah, where it says, called Nenev Chel Shvuos Yisrael Anos Nefesh, Yishayichem Menev Yishayich Reil. Seems quite clear that a husband can be made for also Shvuos. So I don't know how the Goyim learned that, but there is such a sheet in the Goyim that a husband cannot be made for Shvuos. Amrei Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Boon said, Ap Benidre Azokin Pligar Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. Also in the Dorim of the Chacham is Matir. There's a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Ben Dorim Ben Lashvuas, whether it's talking about a nether or a Shvuas, Zokin Matir, Zokin can no permit the nether. Shimon Lakish, Amar Shimon Lakish says, when the Dorim Hazokin Matir, for the Dorim the Zokin can be Matir, when Shvus ain't a Zokin Matir, Shvus the Zokin cannot be Matir. I was thinking, maybe, this is just my own flumbus, and maybe it's totally false, but a Neder is on the Chepta, or it's building, basic building, there's on the Chepta, Shvus on the Gabra, maybe that the Chocham or the Baal can sever the relationship which she has imposed upon herself between the Gavra and the Chepta, between herself and the object, but the Chacham cannot interfere with something she has done to herself. That might, so, or the husband as well, according to the version that a Baal can't be made for Shvua, means since she took upon herself, the husband can't sever that, he can only sever the thread which is linking her with the object, or the eliminate the barrier between her and the object. Now it's only just to do with her, so. Might just be plain babble. Sounds like it, right? But,
the question is why?
Yeah, so I don't know why. See, I'm offering this as a why, but I don't know. I don't think it's legitimate why.
The Shvua has an impact on the relationship between husband and wife.
He doesn't do a coronary Shimon Lakish, doesn't know distinction. It's still, he doesn't have the right to be made for the Shvua. And according to this version here, Zokin as well. Can't be. Shimon Lakish, in fact, Shimon Lakish is like Isi, or the Katbanash, which is the case like this, a certain individual, Asim Mishanitra, Kum Rabbi Yossi. He said, came to Matin in front of Rabbi Yossi, Misatav Yosef. And Rabbi Yossi sat and wrapped himself in his talus, his porcelino. Yossi played, Armelay, so he said, Maishtabas, what food do you take? He said, he fulfilled Israel by the source of Israel, meaning the God of Israel. I took a shvur, lo'alos, lebesi, I'm not going to walk into my house. Armelay said, you know what, tough luck, kid. He fulfilled Israel, lo'alos, lebesi, by the God of Israel, by the source of Israel, you ain't going into your house, because it's a shvur. And a shvur, I can't be matir, because you don't live in Shemalaki. That a chochum can only be matir or neder, not be matir or shvur. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira Patamas Nisin. Rabbi Zira explained our Mishnah, getting back to our Mishnah. Ain't when the Dorim Shem Mefer, these are the Dorim which can nullify. The Dorim Shesh Ben Yun and Nevish, the Dorim where there is affliction of soul. Imechat Fimo Erchat. I wash if I don't wash. Imeskashit Imo Eskashit. If I adore myself, I don't adore myself. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Ain't elu nidrei du nefesh. She's not the dorim of inu nefesh. El dorim shebeinu lebeino." Now that is already interpretation. It don't say in our Mishnah these are dorim shebeinu lebeino. All it says, Rabbi Yosef said, "Ain't elu nidrei nefesh." But here along comes Rabbi Zina and says, "No, but these true they're not in the dorim of inu nefesh. From the nidrei mabeino lebeino. That's this in the dorim of beino lebeino. So therefore, can be made for nonetheless." Saying good, but the Gemara is not necessarily going to agree with you. We'll see that in a moment. Okay? Says the Gemara, they had different standards in the old days. Bear that in mind. Critical thing to bear in mind. Says the Gemara, their noses didn't work as well. Tam, says the Gemara, Ela Nidre in a Nefesh, and then, according to Rabbi Zira's interpretation, the next Mishnah comes to tell us what are Nidre in a Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, from Shomra, when she says, Kodem Pitlis Oilam Olai, that she bars her, all the fruit of the world upon her, Harezi Yofer, then Hafora is relevant, because that's Nidre in a Nefesh. Okay? Rabbanan Omri. Now, what's the difference? Who cares? If the nether is a nether of inner nefesh, affliction against the, which causes her affliction, or the nether is a nether beino lebeino, it's a nether which affects the intimacy between the two of them. Lamaisa, it can be a matter of both of them. So what's the nafkamina? Who cares what the reason is? Lamaisa, the afara may take place, right? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the difference is. All Rabbi Zira speaking. Rabbi Yisrael, beino the inner nefesh, beino the nefesh, beino lebeino. The Dorim, which are both the Dorim of Inu Nefesh and the Dorim, which are between him and her, Hefer La, Ufer Liolam. If he nullifies it, it's an eternal nullification. Rabbi say, Nidre, I skipped the line, I think. When the fourth third of the wide lines, right? This is the nedarim, which are beinol beino, are temporary hafora. The temporary hafora until such time as what? What do you think? She gets divorced. When she gets divorced, the darn kick back in. Because they have to with the intimacy between him and her, right? If the one wants there no longer is any point in intimacy, because they're divorced or he died, so then the net kicks back in. Okay? Rabbi Yossi says, not true. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beni Dainer Nefesh, where the net was one of affliction. Beni Dharmisha Benola Benor Netta was one between him and her. Hey, for a little, once you're made fair. Once you're nullified, move for long, it's eternally nullified. For our buddy and our man, the rabbi say, only Nidre in a Nefesh, if you will move for long. Or by the Nidre, Nidorim, take it, as afflictions are there, are eternally undermined. But not Nidorim, Beinu Lebeinu. Rabbi Yisrael Meribe says, Nidorim should Beinu Lebeinu. Rabbi Yossi says, "Dar shebeinu lebeinu hefer lo amufer lo olam, but not nidre, as well as nidre in nefesh." Mabaneu. Now, what's the difference between the this and that? Now, this mabaneu is actually according to Gilin Ephraim. What's the difference between a nether which has inu nefesh and a nether which is beinu lebeinu? What's the difference between the two of them? How do we find one as different than the other? So, if a woman says, your benefit is brought upon me, if I leave your domain. Now, the way the Yushalmi interprets the Gilad Ephraim says, a unique interpretation unto the Yushalmi. It means, if I leave your domain, I'm also upon you from when? From now. That's the unique quality of Yushalmi. It's from now I ask myself if I leave. And it, when I say, if I do X, why should be usher? It doesn't mean why should be usher when I do X, but why should be usher if I do X? Immediately from now. So that makes it nedarim should be no lebeino. Because he says, my benefit is forbidden upon you, it's not in your nefesh. My benefit is forbidden upon you if I leave your domain. That's Nidre in a Nefesh. Okay? I mean, that's Beno Beno. Sorry, that's between him and there. Sorry.
No, if she doesn't leave that nest, so then it never kicks in. So it's really just a retroactive.
Excuse me?
You're saying she's going. It's only if she leaves the house.
Yeah.
That she's going to usher herself.
That's right.
And she doesn't leave the house. And
yeah, but how do we know if she's going to leave or not? Maybe she'll be divorced at some point in the future. So therefore, he has to be, that's from the Rav Shebeinu Lebeinu. Because it might have a ramification. Right?
So she has to stop getting an offer from her
husband? Providing an offer for her husband. That's what she's providing an offer for her husband, okay?
Even though she may never leave the house.
That's right. So it's who knows? So it says, Marvi Yotir Law. So, big deal. Be made from the nether. What's the problem? The Shalom Amra, so it says, Mar, it's only talking about where she said, we're going to try to throw us the word Elo. The Shalom Amra, Elo, Konoya, what she said is, Konoya, Kona Manoyas Gufi Olecha, the benefit of my body should be forbidden upon you, L'Ch'eitze Mirshu Secha, when I leave your domain. So in that case, she says that when she leaves her domain, when you leave your domain, so that's Nedarim Shebeino Lebeino, where you cannot do Hafara, right? Yeah, that's the case of Neder Shebeino Lebeino, where there's no Hafara. Why is there no Hafara there? Because it never impacts upon the marriage. That's not Idu Nefesh. Never impacts upon the marriage, because she only comes also when she leaves, right? So that's what it says. Shalom Ra'ela, Konam Anayas Kufi Alecha, L'Sha'etze Mirshu Secha. In this case, it's not Idu Nefesh, nor is it Varim Shebeino Lebeino. If it was Idu Nefesh, it could have been made for immediately. If it was Beino Lebeino, it could have been made for immediately. But this is a case where it's neither Idu Nefesh, because she's asking her benefit on the other guy, not his benefit upon her. Nor is it Beino Lebeino, because it only kicks in after the divorce. What's Idu Nefesh? She asked her own benefit on the other guy, not his benefit on her. Yeah. It's Idu Nefesh for the husband. No. The husband goes, you might do Idu Nefesh for her. As he's something which afflicts her, not something which afflicts him. It can be something which afflicts him, but in the sense of Beino Lebeino. Okay, and here it's not Beino Lebeino, because by the time the nether kicks in, they're going to be separated, like Giuliani and Hanover, right? So,
the difference in the language is, the first was in Eitzei, and
yes.
Here it says,
Lich Eitzei, right. In Eitzei means retroactively, Lich Eitzei means afterwards. Okay, nobody got my New York joke there. Okay, if you're really good about that one. Okay, I should stick to my day job. All right, now, skipping two lines here. Because these two lines, Gilin and Ephraim, tonight is Gilin and Ephraim night. I'm pretty dogmatic about Gilin and Ephraim tonight because it makes the Gemara's pretty clear. So I'm going to skip the next two lines. They're going to come back to haunt us on Lam and Zayin and Arnav, but not for a long time. Al-Dati to Rabbi Zero. Now, according to Rabbi Zero, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochum, and Rabbi Shneim, Rambu Dover Echor. Rabbi Yossi, who says in our Mishnah that these Nedarim are not Inu Nefesh, the Nedarim of Im Echot Lo Echot, if I take a bath or not take a bath, it's not Inu Nefesh. The same thing that Rabbi Yochum, and we're about to see. What is their common denominator? The common denominator is that, we'll see. Why should I give it away? I'll give it away. But even if Dorian Shebeino Lebeino, it can be made for forever, right? It makes no difference. It can be made for forever. But it's a tricky thing. Let's see what it says here. The thing that we learned over there, Rabbi Yochum, and Yothar, Shema Yigarshena, you mean made for, because maybe, and in fact, you know, I muffed up something. This case, the top case over here, where he took the nether and said that she took the nether and said your hanoah should be also upon me, you know, after we get divorced. In fact, even though that shouldn't be the Dharm Shebeino Lebeino, Rabbi Zero holds that he can be made for that nether. Why is that? For the reason we're about to see in Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri, the same reason we're about to see. The same thing we learned that Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri, Yofer, He can be made for that. Shema Yigarshenu! Because maybe he's going to divorce her, but Asura Lachsur. And she's going to also come back. So even that, Beino Lebeino. Even though the Beino Lebeino, the prohibition only kicks in after the divorce, but if he doesn't make her, so he's never going to be able to take her back. So that in and of itself makes it Beino Lebeino. Okay, that's the way they both learn. Okay? Now, the next, we're going to skip the next 10 lines. We'll come back to them in a minute, but not yet. Okay, if you see it 10 lines down from where we are now, it says Mechalfa Shitas of Rabbi Yossi. The third word in the line is Mechalfa. Does anybody see that? Okay, Mechalfa Shitas, Mr. Zuger. It's about 15 lines down the page, 16 lines down. First two words on the line are Du Rabbi Hila. The third one is starting from the third word in. Okay, and then the word after that. Mechalfa Shitas in Rabbi Yossi. We have a contradiction of Rabbi Yossi. Here it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds that Im Erechatz Lo Erechatz is not Inui Nefesh, right? Because that's what he says. Our mission is not talking about Inui Nefesh. How can you say this, says the Gemara? For hygiene, cleanliness is next to godliness. And I'll give you a proof. Rabbi Yossi holds cleanliness is next to godliness. The time you learn, Maya Chubneir is a famous case. I think it's from Bar Basra, but I'm not sure exactly where it's from. Maybe it's from Ross. I'm sure Rashi, or the Kobanator of Pierre Moshe says, I just don't remember what they said. You have a well which belongs, or a spring which belongs to people of a certain city. And they want to use it, and other people want to use it. So, since it's their city, they get to use it first. What if other people want to use it, or the people of the city want to use it for their animals, right? So they don't want to give sustenance to the people of the other city because they have animals to give to drink, right? So there we say, the others coming for the lives of their animals, right? What about their own laundry? Not their animals, but their own personal laundry. In that case, their laundry for them is takes precedence of the other people's lives. My clean laundry takes precedence over your life. Right? It's an amazing concept, right? Who's the one who says that laundry is tantamount, which is tantamount to one's life force, and that's why my laundry takes precedence over somebody else's life? It's like Rabbi Yosef. Where do we see this Rabbi Yosef? The time we learn, ain't no survival of Mishra below the Kvisa. You can't use the Shemitah fruit for, I think it's Shemitah fruit. Not doing Shemitah fruit. It's all about Ari Miklat, Seis of Refuge. Seis of Refuge, one doesn't detract from the area by making some of them for soaking flax and nor for laundry. Rabbi Yossi Matir Kvisa, Rabbi Yossi allows you to do laundry. Why is that? Mechavish Yidatz Rabbi Yossi. It seems to contradiction Rabbi Yossi. Tamon, who amar ein rechitza chayin nefesh, Rabbi Yossi says that rechitza is not essential, therefore it's not inui nefesh to deprive your wife of for your wife to deprive herself of rechitza. The Kohamar, and here he says, Kvisa chai nefesh, if you don't do laundry, it's tantamount to death. And therefore he gives the city, which has the water, precedence to do their laundry over the lives of the other city, right? So it's a contradiction. Our mission doesn't consider the lack of personal hygiene of the Inu Nefesh. But over there, he considers that for me not to do laundry, much as personal hygiene, is Inu Nefesh, right? Affliction of soul. Okay? So it's a very big contradiction, right? Again, Michal Chavish does Rabbi Yossi. The second time where it says this, it seems Rabbi Yossi contradicts himself. There he says that Rechitza, meaning by us, He says the chitz is not essential, that's why it's not in the nefesh. The kol makris chay nefesh, he says that it is essential, and therefore my laundry takes precedence over your life. So how do you reconcile the two? Amrad Mudra said very simple. Really, kvisa takes preference, takes precedence. Laundry takes precedence, but not washing. Why? Use more deodorant. Who says you have to wash? That's what it says. Person is willing to make do with an unkempt wife. An unwashed wife. Great unwashed manners. However, ain't of them megalgal b'chitzah. Person not willing to put up with a slovenly wife. A wife whose laundry is not done. As I state, right? So if she took a nether, not to wash, it's not a new nefesh, not for him, not for her. If she took a nether not to do laundry, that's a new nefesh. I mean, at least it's a new nefesh, perhaps the furniture be no or be no as well, I assume it could be both. Because to walk around in lousy, stinking clothes, I guess generates more lice and bed bugs and stuff like that. Okay? Says it more further. Givaldi is the case, right? Says it more further. All right, Yehuda Yishutza is also a little bit of a got it, a nice Musa Gemara here. Yehuda Ish, I knew you'd enjoy it, right? Yeah, well, possible. Make sure next time you have a choice between laundry detergent and soap. Buy the laundry detergent and soap. Okay? Says go up further. Yehuda Ish Hutza. Yehuda the man of Hutza. Abi Tomri Mark to Losi Yomi. He went into a meditative solitude for 3 days. Mikum Avino Aden. Yala? What? Here.
Some related word. So Tamir means to
hide in solitude. Plus the Yemen, make him a din tamu. He wanted to know, understand this halacha. Minayin shechayir yerazos, how we know that the livelihood of this city, koyd milchayir yeracheres, takes precedence over the livelihood of another city. Asa Gabi Rebbe, at the end of 3 days, he gave up. Asa Gabi Rebbe, yesim lechafti, went to Rebbe Yisachalefta. Omar Leisa, he said, and he said, Yehuda Yishchutza said, Rabbi Yosef ben Chafta, easily come out to Los Yoimin. I put myself in hiding for 3 days, in the 3 days in the cave, make my own day time in order to understand the reason. Minayin shechayir azos kamu lechayir acheres. I don't know the livelihood of this city precedes in other cities. So Rabbi Yosef Chafta called Rabbi Abba Braise, called the Rabbi the Abba's son. I don't know what he said. Hadei Tama, this reason, this logic. I know that the livelihood of this city comes before the livelihood of another city. Where it says they should be these cities by Ori Mitla. Tieno ear. First, the city should be given survival. Afterwards, we go to the surrounding environs, the surrounding field. So you see, your life takes precedence. Amarlein, and this Rabbi Yosef Chalapta said a gewaldig piece of Musar. To Yehuda Yishutza, he said, who caused you not to come up with the reason? Because you went off into solitude and didn't learn with your brethren. Or it's better you come up with better as far as when you learn together with somebody else than you go off on your own for 3 days. Now I gotta tell you the truth, this is just my personal perspective, which might be absolute sheker, v'chazav, and evil. But my hunch is that if you don't get something within the first few minutes, let's say 20 minutes outside, you ain't ever going to get it. But I don't think that 3 days in a cave is going to make it any clearer. There's a limit of time during which you, if you're going to come up with something, you will come up with something then, not after that. Okay, you might disagree, but that's my personal experience. It's more than 5 minutes. But it's less than an hour. and that's about the out of time period which there is. Anyway, but he psyched them out. He said you should learn with chavrusa. Now we're going back. Now we go back to yeah, but they ate together. That was
no, but there he came out and was too
harsh,
difficult on the harsh on the people.
Mm-hmm.
He was told basically the same kind of idea that hiding was moving in a cave and saying go to cover.
Yeah, but they were told Chisel and Maraska. They were told they were to go back to their cave.
That's right. It's because that the idea is that living in the cave had done too much of the personality. They could not continue to live in society. So that it was not the optimal thing to do. In fact, they could not be integrated together. They needed to be shunted off to the cave away from everybody else.
That's a nice Jewish. Did you just make that up?
No, it's a Medrash.
What is it? The Medrash?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's Gemara and Shabbos.
It's
called the Medrash Rabba too? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I take it back. Sorry.
They went to the cave because they were hiding from their
wrongs.
They didn't go in to meditate on some piece of Gemara.
Okay, going back now to the 6th, 7th line down. Rabbi Yehuda put them as Nisa. Rabbi Yehuda argued Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hey, this is the way we are Mishnah. Hey, nedarim shum eifer la." These nedarim which he can nullify for her. Nedarim sheyesh bohem inui nefesh. Nedarim where there's inui nefesh. What's something like that? Imerchatz imorchatz. That's how much for sure is inui nefesh. Imerchashet imorchashet mal. What's that loche, however, about adornment? Is that inui nefesh, inui nefesh or not? So you see what he does to our Mishnah? He creates a dichotomy between Chitzo and Kishu, which our Mishnah is almost not alluded to at all. It's not alluded to. But he created this dichotomy. And he says again, Imes Kashay, Imes Kashay, Mau, I'm Rabbi Yosef, he said, Take, anyway, Nidrin, Nevesh, jewelry and makeup, not in Nevesh. Between him and her. What's neither in her nevish? The next Mishnah. The Rav Kol, which will include Mishnah stuff, which is everybody reads in her nevish. Okay. I'm sorry. Not the next Mishnah. Previous Mishnah. Previous statement. Elen neither in her nevish. The Rav Kol, Imer Chatzim Lorachatz. What's in her nevish? According to everybody, Rechitza. Yeah, so the Tani Ken, we also learn Zabraisa. Nidre in an evish in merchatim lo is merchats. Nidre in an evish is if I wash and if I don't wash. However, in miskashet, in lo iskashet, whether I'll adorn myself or not, bein al tach rabbi zir, bein al tach rabbi hila, bokor rabbi zir, rabbi hila, it's never in an evish. So here is a big machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yossi holds that both Rechitza and Kishut are not inu nefesh nedarim. They're both not. Rabbi Yehuda says only Kishut is not inu nefesh, but Rechitza is inu nefesh. That's why you don't have the whole question about him. All right, the contradiction between washing and laundering, where we have to give the answer, no, laundering is worse than washing, because he holds that washing is, Rabbi Hillel's washing is inu nefesh. Okay? Again, Rabbi Hillel's washing is not inu nefesh. It's varm shebeino lebeino. And then we had a kasha. Well, what about laundry of clothes? It seems to be inu nefesh. Now we answered yes, laundry is worse than personal cleanliness. Right? But according to Rabbi Hillel, you don't have to ask a question. Or, According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rechitza is talking to a nefesh. What's the first case of omission which is not talking about Ina Nefesh? Since we drive a sharp wedge between the two cases, the first case not talking about Ina Nefesh is the second case. The case of Kishut Lo Kishut. Okay, so it's big enough to you. Okay, let's go down to the bottom. It says, the third line of the bottom, Nirchei Merchatz Im Lo'erchatz V'Tirchatz. So the way the Gula and Ephraim changes should be Im Erchatz. What's the Yinui Nefesh in that? Im Erchatz. Now remember, we said according to the Bavli, which Yerushalmi Klal is now learning like, Bavli says, no, she took a net. If I watch it, I'll never watch it ever again. Right? And that would be the Yinui Nefesh, that she has to refrain from watching for one day. Tanakam holds that to me anyway. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not either. Let her refrain for one day. That's the way the Bible is made. Shami is totally different. Says, Im Erchatz. So, Amar Rabbi Mura, when she said, Koina Maneyossi Olecho Im Erchatz. Okay, take out the Misha Erchatz, although you can leave it in there too. She said, Konam is your benefit upon me. My benefit upon you if I wash. Okay? So it says, well, what's the big deal with that? For your fellow. Might not be made from the nether in that case. Right? This is certainly Inu Nafish. Right? Which she said, if I... My hanah is forbidden upon you if I wash. So that's certainly hanah in nefesh, right? So, because she's never allowed to wash. Not allowed to wash. So obviously this is in nefesh, right? So said, Ella, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Bishalo Amar, it's only talking about a case. It's the same economy we had on Lamed Vav Amud Beis at the top. If she says, like on the bottom Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Bishlomer Kormen Yossi Alecha, Im Erchatz. So that means she's prevented from washing now. She can never wash again. Because if she ever washes, then her Hanoah will be prohibited upon her husband. So that's in a nefesh, right? So says Mar, so what, why can't she talk to a far in that case? So says Mar, again, our Mary Sabun, Bishlom Ra'el Konam Hanoyos Gufi Alech L'Chsherachatz. If she said, my Hanoah should be also upon you when I wash, only when I wash. So in that case, right now, it's not Inu Nefesh, nor is it Varm Shebeno L'Beno, right? Because right now, the Hanoah is not also. And right now, also she's not prevented from washing. It's true if she does wash, it'll be curtains. But right now she can theoretically wash, right? Because she only said im, not the ksheh, not im. So it says more interesting thing. Now, you have to bear in mind, I'm waffling here a bit. Let me dispel the waffle and let me pancake it out, which is that this is really a nether of inner nefesh, not varim shebeino l'beino.
What's the inner nefesh? The inner nefesh which is involved here is that she'll be prevented from having tashmish. She's going to prevent her from having relations with him because she barred her benefit from him, and that's either nefesh for her as well. Is that clear? So yeah, that's what I was asking. The offer will let it be made for because of either nefesh. So in that Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, "B'shalom lo kodem anosku v'yalech sherechot." Right now, she's not also in tashmish. In the future, she might be also in tashmish, but right now, she's not also in tashmish. So therefore, there's no upfor to be done now. Now it's not even nefesh nor dvarim shebeino l'beino. Until such time as she washes, there's nothing to be made for, right? Because until such time as she washes, there's no inner nefesh nor beino l'beino. They can have relations with the maid, and there's no barrier to having relations. So why should even cattle could be made for? So says Mar, fine. The Yaakov, But now then we ask a different question. Let's compel her to go wash. She doth stinketh. He wants to have relations with her. Why can't he compel her to wash? Now, this is an important point. A woman can't take a nether to go against what she's meshubah to do for her husband, right? So if she's meshubah to her husband to have relations with him, and she stinks, so he can force her to go to the bath, right? So v'yakuf. Lokan amar Rav Huna, didn't Rav Huna say, if a woman says, I'm ra'asi alecha, my benefit is forbidden upon you, he just forces her to have relations because there's a shibud, she's required to do so. So says the Gemara, only if Hanayoscha lie, I raise you up, only if she forbids the husband's relations upon herself, then we need a forum. Remember, if she forbids her relations upon the husband, we don't need a forum. He beats her and has relations with her. But because she's Meshubah, right? But if she forbids the husband's hanor upon her, the other way around, then Taka, we need to have Afora. Because in that case, she's Meshubah to him, he's not Meshubah to her. He's Meshubah to her as well, and therefore if he took a nether, we'd force him to transgress it. But since she took the nether forbidding her husband's hanor upon herself, so in that case, she has to get Afora in order for the relations to be promoted. I make that clear?
How could she...
Yeah, I saw the look on his face.
How could she forbid her husband?
She says, your Ano is also upon me. I made your Ano upon me like Kueno. I hate your guts. I don't want to have relations with you anymore. You are Hano is now forbidden upon me.
So
you mean
that she's on her husband, not on her wife?
Right. Well, no, but you're right. It's theoretically not Inu Nefesh Anu Furim. But it's Beinolu Beinol. No, but it's Beinolu Beinol. So therefore he can be made from the nether.
That's what she's looking for.
Right. Of course. No, so it's Beinolu Beinol. So that's but the Benita for him. So it says, Marshani Shihi Hano Yoso Vano Yoso. So this is a more fascinating answer. I'm saying this according to the Ribbaz. The Ribbaz says the pshat is that by Tashmish, it's also his benefit. Right? It's also his benefit. So therefore, he can be made for anything which affects Tashmish. It might be in your nefesh for her, it's definitely Beinolu Beinol. But by Rechitza, it's really primarily for her benefit. Yes, it's true, he does have a fringe benefit because he might rather have relations with a clean wife than with a dirty wife. But the primary benefit is for her. So therefore, he wants to say that's why we need Hafara. Because it's not really Dvarim Shebeinolu Beinol. It's Dvarim Shebeinolu Beinol, or that's why he can't be kofar, right? He can be kofar as something which affects him. But here, it's true, it obliquely affects him. But it's too oblique to be considered to be something where he can be kofar to take a bath. That's why he has to be made for fur in order to take a bath. Is that clear? In other words, where it's overriding difficulty for him, such as she asked her Tashmish upon him, and she's a Meshubah to him, so then, even without Afara, he can go and have relations with her. But where it's something which obliquely relates to him, because it's like she's filthy, but she can still have relations with a filthy girl, right? It's really primarily affecting her, so in that case, it's no, he can't take. She didn't go get another wife. So there's the Gemara. I'm happy. The old days, it was possible.
Get another queen, right?
Now here the Ephraim throws in the line from below, one line he raised in Lamed Vav on base, the third line to the bottom Lamed Vav on base. Nicha, it makes sense in Erchatim Lo Erchat. If she said, I'm sorry, Nicha Merchatz. That's fine, explaining what it means, Imerchatz, right? If she said, like we said on the top of the page, that she said that your benefit should be also upon me when I'm Reuchatz, right? So that's considered to be a neder of Idru Nefesh, and therefore there can be a four on that case. But what about in Rotir Chatz, right? The other possibility in Lorachatz, so right, Vitirchatz. So she takes the netter not to wash, but let's make her wash. What's the issue, right? Let's make her wash, right? Is that the question?
I'm not sure when that's.
I'm not sure now. Now I look at it, I thought I've understood it well this morning. Now I'm not so sure. He says here the way. Now let me take it out. Let me not use the Zillion Ephraim, which I thought I was going to use. All the Zillion Ephraim does, which messes me up, is he takes the words from the third line from the bottom of Lamba Base and transposes them over here.
If I don't do that, I can explain it more much better. Okay. I would explain it more like this. Without the gears of change, according to Ritbaz, Om Rabbi Avin Mori, Mori Mori gives a different shot. Avin Mori says, Im Erchatz, Im Lorachatz Liolam. And this is more like the Bavli, right? If I wash, I will never wash, right? Im Eskashet, Im Loreskashet Liolam. If I adore myself today, I'm never going to adore myself again. So that's what the machlokas of, and I see, you know, the Shai Torah so learns this really like the Bavli, and I see now, looking again, he's really right. This answer is like the Bavli, that im erchatz, im lo erchatz means if I, let me go backtrack a minute. Rabbi Mona said in the said at the bottom that the pshat is when the pshat is in our Mishnah is im erchatz, then today, Imerchatz forever, then your Anah is forbidden upon me. In Lo Erchatz, your Anah is forbidden upon me, right? So there, it's the Imerchatz or in Lo Erchatz is the clause in the Neder which has to do with Anah of Kashmish or Anah of other things. The way Rabbi Abba Mori is learning is the Imerchatz and Lo Erchatz are two clauses of the same Neder. There's nothing missing in the Mishnah. It's like the Bible says, she takes the nether. If I wash today, I should never wash again. I may never wash again. Or if I don't wash today, I may never wash again. One of those, or if I, I'm sorry, if I adore myself a day, I'm never going to adore myself again. Right? Again, I am a Ramayim Erchatzim Lorchatzim Yoylam. Meaning, if I wash today, I'm never going to wash again. If I adore myself today, I'm never going to adore myself again. On that, there's a machlokas. On those in the Dorim, whether they're considered being Nidre in your Nefesh or not considered being Nidre in your Nefesh. Right, Tanakamo, it's Nidre in your Nefesh, because she can't wash today, she can't adorn herself today. Rabbi Yossi says, let her tough it out for a day, and tomorrow she'll adorn herself. What's the big deal? Okay. Rabbanan, the Kesarin, said, Im Erchatz, they have yet another approach. Rabbanan, the Kesarin, Mashiach, Rabbi Naso said, Im Erchatz, the Gilead Ephraim takes out the word Im here. Im erchatz lo iskashet, im iskashet lo erchatz. They learn yet a third one. that her nether was, if I get washed, I'm not going to put on perfume. If I put on perfume, I'm not going to wash. Right? And these are the cases which are inui nefesh, again, according to Rabbanan, and not according to Rabbi Yossi. And I guess there's a logic to it. Again, I'm really fully understanding it more tonight than I did when I prepared today. There's logic to it, because washing and perfuming, we know, are in the old days at least, were either or, right? You didn't have to do both. Either you washed or you put on perfume. It wasn't necessary to do both. It was, hedonistic. It's not the word I'm looking for, but unnecessary, right? So luxury. So therefore, Tanakamo's here, but still in her nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not in her nefesh, right? Either she could do either or, she doesn't have to do both. Right? So we have three answers, three ways of learning our Mishnah. The first way of learning our Mishnah was Rabbi Mana, there are more numerous ways of learning our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Zira said that the Machlokas above is about both, Rabbi Hila said that everybody agrees that Imlerchatim Lorechatz is neither either nefesh. The machlok is about only about Imeskashet, Imlerskashet, whether that's neither either nefesh. Those are the first two Amoraim. Then the Amoraim who understood that both of them are considered the machlokas, whether either nefesh or not, explain what the issue is. The one explains that the case is a case where Rabbana says, where she answers her anoa upon him based on the rechitza or based on the kishut. So these are the clauses in the dorim which have to do with anoa. That's what makes him inu nefesh, according to Tanakama. The next opinion is that of Rabbi Abba Mori, which is really like the Bavli, which says that the question is whether one day's bar of washing or of adorning is considered to be enough of inu nefesh, because that's her nether. If I adorn today, I'm never going to adorn forever. And the final way of learning our brother is that these are inu nefesh because she says, if I adorn myself, I'm not going to wash. And if I wash myself, I'm not going to adorn myself. And those are all the questions. According to Rabbanan, it's inu nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, let her do one or the other. She doesn't have to do both. Okay? So that's all the opinions here.
Mom never considered that
she might be listening. No. Obviously, the other opinion, yeah, that would change everything.
Right.
Okay, I assume. Okay. Anyway, I need to read an episode all the time. Go to that. Anyway, I need to read an episode. She's in the door, I meet an episode. That was yourself. Arma Klinen, but everybody reads. Even Rabbi Yossi. He agrees to these. Now, according to some of the Amoraim, even the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, agreed to Arma Erchatz Veloim Lower Erchatz. And he only argued that Imiskashet is Lower Eskashet. But according to other Amoraim, you argue on both, and only these you can see that be new nefesh. Armor Klein and Pavis Holom Alai, if she had all food in the world's spirit, and mommy, I raise the offer, that's in her nefesh, she can be with. Pavis Amdina Zu Alai, she says she doesn't want to have Illinois apples. I don't know if there's such a thing. Oh, Yavi Lamed Bidakesh, bring from Washington. Pavis Chenvani Zu Alai, maybe she said, I don't want to eat from Dominic's. Ain't all Yochel Lafer, it's not even nefesh, good from somewhere else. But Loiso Parnosa So Elimi Mena, but if he only bought stuff from that supermarket, how raise he offered to Rabbi Yossi says then he can be mefer because it's like Varm Shabino Lubino, because it's very hard for him to go somewhere else, right? Says the Gemara Vaiter Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says Amar Kodem Peres Olam Alai. She said all the fruit is a cool case. I didn't look up the Bible to see if it's there, but I don't think it is. She said all the fruit in the world is forbidden by me. If I use some swarm specific and there's some hidden in a cave, Yigachol man, she can eat those. Because Parasolam, she meant the fruit she's aware of in the world. Fruit which is revealed, not fruit in a hiding place. There is a thing, right? Shabbat Shemar, Klein Paris, Benay Medina Olai. Benay Zom Medina Olai, she forbade upon herself the fruit of the people of this country. But there are people passing by who are selling from other countries. Either a man she can buy from them. See if it says, what's a nether? Vino nefesh. She refused to eat pepper. She refused to eat something with some sort of bread or some sort of caper called kluski. Losoft of a sheesh meosu amin. it's not just about a case where there is that that type around, and she refused to eat it. But Shema Yavilo Achram El Samin. But even if that type is not around, since someday that thing might come to her when she takes the netter not to eat these capers or these food stuffs, that's also considered being a netter, being a nefesh we can be made from. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Rabbi Yana said, now it's even if she didn't ask all the foodstuffs in the world upon herself, but she asked for this type of food upon herself, that's in a nefesh. Maybe someday she's going to want to eat it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yana said, this is a complicated case. It's a very cool case. I have to tell you, it's really cool, but I think we'll leave it for tomorrow night. All right.